Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah is going to talk about the beginning of a field and the end of a field. The way that's defined is when a person starts his harvest from wherever he is, he starts to cut down all the wheat, for example, that is considered to be the beginning of his field. And the last part of the field that's harvested is considered the end of the field. It could be from any direction a person wants, but generally, the beginning is where he starts and the end is where he finishes. Okay, the Mishnah is going to list three opinions about where the pe'ah could be left. Tana Kama, start off the Mishnah. Notnim pe'ah mitdechilat hasadeh ume'em sa'ah. A person's allowed to give pe'ah at the beginning of the field or even in the middle of the field. It doesn't really matter where a person gives his pe'ah from. You could read this pasuk of pe'ah. Pe'ah means end. And person could think, oh, I have to leave my pe'ah at the end of the field, the last part of the field that I'm supposed to harvest, I'm supposed to leave it over. The Hiddush of Tana Kama is no. A person's allowed to leave Pe'ah no matter where he wants it. He could leave it at any point in the field. There's no inference that you have to make by the word Pe'ah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ubilvad She'iten Basof Kashi'ur. Rabbi Shimon says, as long as you leave part of your Pe'ah at the sof, at the end of the field. What he's saying over here is technically you don't have to give your whole 1/60th at the end of the field. You're right. You could give some in the emsa, in the middle of the field, or even the beginning of the field, but you need to have some of the pe'ah at the end of the field. You have to have a combination between what you're leaving in the middle and what you're leaving at the end, a combination to have 1/60th total. You can't just leave all of your pe'ah in the middle. And we have a third opinion, which is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im shi'er kelach echad. So mechlo mishum pe'ah. If a person leaves one little stalk at the end of his field, and he left more wheat, for example, in the middle of his field, that's good enough, as long as he has the 1/60th. The one stalk of wheat at the end of his field enables the middle wheat that he left over as pe'ah to be considered pe'ah. If he didn't leave one stalk over at the end of his field, Mishnah continues, v'im lav, eno noten ela mishum hefker. If he didn't leave one stalk of wheat at the end of his field, all the wheat that he left in the middle of his field is not even considered to be pe'ah, it's considered to be hefker. It's considered to be ownerless, and it's not fulfilling the mitzvah of pe'ah whatsoever. It's just ownerless wheat that anybody could come and take. The difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda is that Rabbi Shimon would say you're supposed to leave pe'ah at some of it at the end of the field to combine with the rest of the pe'ah that you're giving in the middle of the field. But if you didn't put it at the end of the field, the wheat that you left in the middle of the field is still considered to be pe'ah. We're not gonna consider it to be something else. We'll still say it's pe'ah. Don't worry about that. But according to the Bi'uhuda, no. If you don't leave some wheat at the end of the field, all of the stuff that you left for pe'ah in the middle of the field is not considered to be pe'ah. It's considered to be ownerless. And of course, the aniyim could come take it. But when it comes to hefker items, it's like considered to be a gift. And a ani now has to go give tirumotu ma'asrot on that wheat that he's taking, as opposed to if he took pe'ah. If he took pe'ah, he's not obligated to give tirumotu ma'asrot, the gifts to the kohanim and the levim, on that item, because it was pe'ah. It's considered to be patur, exempt from all taxes and all tzedakah that he has to give. But if a person is getting a gift, ani, you're now hurting the ani. The ani has to take a portion of what he's taking from your field. That's hefker, that's ownerless, and he has to give terumot umaasrot on that. As well, according to the Yehuda, one did not fulfill his obligation of pe'ah. If a guy has the rest of his field, he still has to give pe'ah. If he didn't put one corner, and he gave away tons of his field to the as hefker, but he still didn't fulfill his technical obligation of pe'ah. While according to the Shimon, whatever was taken was considered to be pe'ah if he left it in the middle of the field, but he still needs to put some items, some stalks in the end of his field that's going to be considered to be pe'ah. So he fulfilled a lot of his obligation of pe'ah according to Rabbi Shimon, but he still has some that he has to leave in the corner in order to fulfill his obligation 100% fully.